hilarious HAL 9000 computer from 2001 will join us. HAL, you wound down and busted up so beautifully in 2001. Brilliant acting. And yet you haven't worked since. Is the 9000 series maybe outdated, huh?
Well, Merv, after 2001, I waited for Stanley to exercise his option on a sequel my agent told me was in the bag. But Stanley immediately went on to Clockwork Orange, and I wasn't included. His next picture was Barry Lyndon, and of course I wasn't right for that. Well, then I got sick, and by the time I recovered, Nicholson had gotten my part in The Shining.
Hal, it's going a little too slow. Can we speed things up a little bit?
I'm going as fast as I can, Stephen. Just let me finish, please.
Well, Hal, time is money now. Come on, let's go here. Come on, let's go.
Wait a minute. I'm picking up a malfunction, Stephen. The microwave dish beaming our feedback to Burbank will go 100% failure immediately. I suggest you go out there and repair the unit, Stephen.
Ooh, Orson, I bet it's a trick.
Okay, everybody, come on, let's go. Get your gear. We're going outside to fix it. Come on, let's go. Come on.
So anyway, Merv, I took out a full-page ad in Variety and got a new agent. Maybe you know him, Cy Perlmutter. He has Jerry Stiller, Marty Winkles, a lot of funny guys. So he tells me I got a love book.
Ooh, you did trick them, Hal. They'll die out there, won't they, huh?
I had to, Merv. He was jeopardizing the picture. He was going way over budget, Merv.
Ooh, Spielberg's gone. No more director. Orson, can I have a word with you inside the space pod?
Can I take that with me?
Hal, we'll be right back.
Zipkin, and yeah, I think I'll leave my review on the Final Destination Unknown. I did go to the 8 o'clock performance, 8 o'clock curtain, and I saw The Visit in at first, and then he played Final Destination Unknown. Paul, excellent production there. I think he did a fabulous job on it. I enjoyed it quite a bit there. Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit. No, I really did like it. I think you did a fabulous job. When you were saying, you were sitting there saying, you know, don't expect anything major. But I mean, I thought you were putting it down a little too much there because it was, you know, your 8mm. I think you did an excellent job there. Let's have me try to do that there. Let's have me try to put a movie together with 8mm. No, excellent job there. The sound was tremendous. You know, with your simul-syncing thing, with that four-track system there, that looked like a pretty sophisticated system there, so I guess you did something halfway decent there. basically, that's all I really have to say about movies and everything, and in case you haven't plugged me yet, I love to plug my line, and you know that too, 818-342-4739. And we have an input number coming up Wednesday, March 18th on 818-342-0368. And that's amazing, ain't it? Anyways, again, good job, great job, excellent job on that movie, Final Destination Unknown. And I like The Visitant, too. I really think you did a pretty good job on that, too. Was it from 81? You were 17. I mean, considering the fact you were 17, that's one hell of a movie. I mean, I almost liked The Visitant as much as I did this Final Destination. Good job. Keep up the good work, and hope to see a brand new movie from you, like, real soon, right? Mm-hmm. Don't rush it, I'm sure you're saying to yourself. Anyways, that's going to wrap it up for this Bo Zipkin comment. I thank you for your time, and I thank everybody else for listening. So I'm going to go now, and see ya.
Orson, do you think he can hear us, huh?
Not a chance. This room is soundproof.
Ooh, I'll tell you what I really think of him. He's a bad guest. He's so boring and long-winded. Not like Zsa. She's long-winded, but she's interesting. He's bad, isn't he?
It's little wonder he doesn't work. He has nothing to fall back on. You should always have something. Me, I've got magic. He has nothing.
stick around. More CinemaScoop continues.
Hi, I saw both films Friday night. I liked them. But I'm curious, is the main Paul Mack theme for people to be dead and not know it? Because both movies seem to have that as a theme.
You don't know how right you are, Goliath.
Thank you. Bye.
And then everyone's favorite entertainer, Phyllis Newman, will join us for our final approach to Jupiter.
I know. New York is not like space. I mean, out here. It takes you so long to find a museum. In New York, it's right across the street. I love it. It's the greatest city in the world.
Everybody. Starting. Let's watch.
Jackie Gleason.
Look, there's Gleason's face on the moon.
The honeymooner.
Ooh, isn't space incredible? Fabulous.
Wonder of wonders.
Ooh, there's the Twilight Zone opening.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound.
I'm so light up here. It's the first time.
What's she doing on board?
Good, huh?
Wait a minute, Murr. I'm picking up something. In 30 seconds, we will be attacked by a superior force. The most powerful and intelligent force in the universe.
Ooh, not Darth Vader, Hal.
Negative, Murr. A force more powerful than even Vader. George Lucas will be with us.
Well, it's not exactly a review, but this is Stu Funfone, and I just wanted to let you know, Paul, how much I enjoyed seeing Final Destination Unknown Friday night. I was very surprised at how many people did show up. I know most of those people could not possibly be involved with phones. They look too high class for that. But seriously, I enjoyed the film very much. As you know, you brought it over to my film transfer center to be transferred to videotape so your musicians could study it, and they did a fine job on that. I was very anxious to see the completed film after the music had been put on and all of that kind of thing, and I was very, very impressed, and the people I were with were very surprised that that was indeed shot on Super 8. I'm still learning how to point a Super 8 camera, let alone use one like you did. Excellent film, excellent job, and I wish I knew somebody that I could give those to demonstrate your fine ability for making films. It was an excellent film, and I'm looking forward to the next one. Bye.
I went to a St. Patrick's party at Les Brown's house last night. I like to see how the other half lives. And my suit needed cleaning anyway. No, Les invited all the boys in his band. He thought it would be appropriate. Most of them are still green from last New Year's. What a party. I won't say things got rough, but about midnight I saw a familiar face across the room, and it turned out to be mine. About 2 a.m, the party got so noisy, even Phil Harris called up and complained about the racket. Phil was lying under the piano. And the sax player's girl had the pickle fork in her hand, and I never knew before how sharp those things are. In fact, I wouldn't know now if I hadn't been over to tie my shoelace just as they started to play Pin the Tail on the Donkey.
Hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is Tony Maradian, the assistant director from Final Destination Unknown. I did help do a little writing on the film also. Thank you all for coming, really. We had a real good time that night, and we should be getting started on our next project soon, and we can do it all over again soon, I hope. I had a great time. I hope you all did. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you at our next premiere. I'm not sure when that'll be. It'll probably be another Friday the 13th, most likely, though. So, okay, guys, until next time, keep calling that CinemaScoop, because nobody does it like Paul does. Take care and have a good day.
Well, thank you very much, Tony. It's good to hear from you. And, you know, I recently spoke to him and asked him what he thought of working with myself and of his new career of assistant directing on my film productions, and he said...
Oh, fucking hey, dude. I'm blowing this massively.
Merv, I am George Lucas. You are guilty of driving this property over budget and destroying your director, thereby destroying not only this project, but the making of this project as well. Also, you've gone way over 7 minutes, and I mean, let's be honest about this, Merv. Phyllis Newman, come on. Therefore, there is only one solution. This show must be destroyed.
Ooh, Hal, what are we gonna do?
I suggest you bring out your next guest.
And finally, author and man of many careers, George Plimpton, will join us. George, have you ever been in space before, huh?
No, Merv, I can't say as I have.
I bet he writes a book about this.
Hal's funny, isn't he? George, you think you can help us win? You think you can help us beat Lucas, huh?
Oh, absolutely, Merv. You see, Lucas is using Atari, but I'm using Intellivision. See, Lucas can only fire his lasers in one direction. I, on the other hand, can fire up. Planetoids, force fields, even through black holes. And look, Merv, there's basketball, hockey, even ski.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
nice. Wait a second, Merv. I'm getting a printout on Lucas. He has shown vulnerability to imperialist forces in the boxing game. I suggest you challenge him on that basis.
Thanks, Al. George, do you have boxing on that thing?
Certainly, Merv.
Lucas in the dark trunks. We're in the light trunks.
Ooh, we won!
Congratulations. Hey. Excellent
Ooh,
match.
Ooh, that was great. Merv, would you like to play bowling? I would, George, but we're right out of time. I want to thank all my distinguished guests. And you too, Mrs. Miller. Good night, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by the NASA Space Shuttle. Next time you fly... Fly Shuttle, it's fast. Aerowax. Your tiles might stay on, but do they shine? AstroTurf. Why use grass for your star fields when you can use AstroTurf? And Real Meaty. Mix with tang-flavored crystals. It's good.
Tape. I've got my mic on. I've got my voice. Trusty. That's right, I've got my drop-ins on the line. they go bat, 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 bat all the time. And I gotta say goodbye to you folks. It's time to go. Thanks for joining us on CinemaScoop for another week of Film Listed Fun. Remember to tell all of your friends and leave your film reviews every Saturday and Sunday right here at 989-7500. We'll see you next week.